The title of our message is The Progress of the Church, taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22.
讲题是教会的进展, 经文起义, 以弗所书, 第二章, 11到22节。
How can the church make progress?
教会如何的转进呢?
It is by bringing the lost to God.
首先我们要把还未得救的世上的灵魂带到上帝的面前来。
This is the first thought from verse 11 to 18.
这是我们的经文第一件所提到的事。
And building up the saved in God, verses 19 to 22.
第二点呢，就是从第十九节到二十二节，我们要建立信徒或者教会。
Our text begins with the conjunction wherefore.
那我们的经文呢，有一个连续词，这里，在我们的圣经说，所以。
Because of what Paul had said earlier, this is a follow-on thought.
这一句话呢，连接着以上保罗所说的话。
What did Paul said in verses 1 to 10?
在第一到第十节，保罗说了什么事？
He tells us the character of the church.
他讲到这个教会的特性。
That the church is not dead as the world is.
教会不像这世界，教会不是死的。
But alive in Christ.
但是在基督里却是活着。Each
and every Christian has the Spirit of God living in him. He is alive.
每一位信徒有圣灵住在他里头，因此他是一位活泼的人。Whereas
the world lives in this three-dimensional existence without spiritual life.
但是世人呢，却活在这三角形的这个空间里头，但却没有生命。This
distinguishes us from the world.
这把我们与世人分别出来。This
characterizes the church.
这是教会的代表性。And
in verse 10, just before our text, it tells us that we are created for good works.
在我们的经文第二章第十节说，神造我们为要行善。Christians
are created by God to have spiritual life so that we can be a witness for Him.
上帝创造我们，要我们有属灵活泼的生命，为他而活。How
can we live this new life in Christ with strength and passion to be a good witness?
我们如何为主而活，有力量，有热心的。
The key word is remember.
那主要的一个字就是当纪念。
So verse 11 begins with two words. Wherefore, remember.
那我们的 经文第十一节说，所以应当纪念。
This word is special in the whole passage.
这一个字呢，在整段的经文呢是很特别的。
Because it is a command.
因为在这里是一个命令式。
And the Chinese text rightly uses the phrase 应当.
So in our Chinese Bible, we have the word which is not there. Okay. Must. You must remember.
I believe to reinforce the strength of the original text.
我要强调这原文的这个词。
Paul says that we must not forget what we once were.
保罗要我们不忘我们从前是怎样的。
The past life before we receive spiritual life.
就是我们还未得救之前的生命。
And we must not forget who we now are.
那 我们也不可忘记今天我们是成了何等的人。And
this verb remember is also very significant in that it is in the present tense.
那纪念这两个字呢，是一个继续词，就是不断的要纪念。So
we are to constantly be reminded to remember who we are, where we have come from.
我们要不断的被提醒，要纪念我们是如何
And that's how we are able to live this new life in Christ.
如此我们才能够活出新的生命来。
To remember how far we have come with God.
我们与主同行了多远的路。
As a child of God,
成为上帝的儿女,
we experience the greatness of God's power flowing through us.
我们体验到神的大能在我们生命里涌出。
We have the ability to overcome sin and temptation.
因此有能力胜过罪与试探。
We are able to endure trials and afflictions.
能够经过所有的考验。
Whereas before we are saved, we are lost and in bondage to sin.
在这之前，我们是世上的，我们被罪捆绑。
We have no power over sin.
没有力量胜过罪了。
No peace, no joy.
没有平安，没有喜乐。
And the afflictions that comes in life just cause us to be so miserable that we just wallow away.
那我们在受考验的时候呢，我们只是处在自己的悲哀里头。
And so Paul tells us in verses 11 and 12 of our text that we have come a long way.
那十一节、十二节说，我们经历了许多的事。
Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world.
十一节，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人守在肉体上称为受割礼之人所起的。十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的住业上是居外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Paul is saying, do not forget how and who we were before we received spiritual life.
保罗这里告诉我们，不要忘记在得属灵生命之前，我们是谁，是怎样的一个人。
Verse 12 gives us five characteristics of our lost estate. He says we were Christless, stateless, friendless, hopeless, godless.
那十二节告诉我们，在得救之前我们的状况，首先我们没有基督，我们不属于一个国家，我们没有朋友，是绝望的，是没有神同在的。
That was our past.
这是我们以往的生命。
I come from a home that worships idols for as long as I could remember.
我来自一个拜偶像的家庭。
And we hold joss sticks and burn incense.
烧香。
And my mother in particular could remember how she wakes up early in the morning to wait on these idols for more than 30 years.
记得我的母亲每早晨很早就起身在敬拜偶像整三十年的时间。
And she testified that it never gave her true peace and joy.
我母亲做了这个见证，她从来没有平安和喜乐。
It was such a relief for her after she believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that she laid down the burden of ever carrying and lighting a joss stick again.
自从她信了耶稣之后，她觉得释放，得释放了，不再需要拿香拜神。
If you go to one of these blocks around our neighborhood,
若你到邻里的住宅区，
you will find that there are a lot of families still in idolatry.
你会发觉到还有许多的居民呢，他们敬拜偶像。
The situation is quite hopeless and helpless.
而他们的情况实在是没有希望的。
As you go from home to home, you see that this home is idol worshipping, that home is idol worshipping, the other home also idol worshipping.
当你去向当你走过这些家户的时候呢，你看每一户人口呢都是拜同样的。
And these idols cannot save us.
而我们知道偶像不能够拯救我们。
Cannot give us true meaning in life.
不能够给我们生命里有真正的意义。
That is how the Jews describe the unbelieving.
这是犹太人他们如此这称那些未信上帝的人。
The Jews call them Gentiles in the flesh, the uncircumcised.
这犹太人称他们是按肉体是外邦人，是还没有受割礼的。
Circumcision was the sign that God gave to Israel to signify that they belong to God.
这神给犹太人的这一套就是他们要行割礼。
When they circumcise, their baby at the birth, 8 days old, it distinguished them from all the nations of the world.
当他们的男婴在出世八天之后行着割礼呢，这件事情就把犹太人以外邦人很清楚地分辨了出来。
And so what Paul is saying is that the Ephesians Christians were Gentiles.
那在这里保罗说，以弗所人是属外邦人。
And they were not part of the promises of God.
他们是在神应许之外的。
They have no part in the blessings of God.
没有上帝所赐的福气。
They are lost sinners in the flesh.
他们是世上的这个罪人。
We were lost, undone, and without Christ.
他们是没有盼望，没有基督的人。
And as we think about our new life in Christ now, we realize that the gospel is the only hope in the world today.
当我们想到自己的救恩，我们知道我们的盼望是在福音里头。
All the wisdom of the world has been tried and found wanting.
世界的智慧呢，都不能够救一个人。
Everything else has failed.
所有的都失败。
And we are under the wrath of God.
我们是在神的愤怒之下。
And we do not know God, and we were evil by nature.
我们不认识神，我们原本呢是恶的。
And our greatest need was to be reconciled to God.
我们最主要的需要就是要与神和好。
To have our sins forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
To know God as our Father.
认识神为我们的父。
And to be blessed by Him.
他来赐福于我们。
And to start as a child of God.
成为上帝的儿女。
Are you a child of God?
请问你是上帝的儿女吗？
Verse 11 and 12 tells us how we were once lost.
11、12节告诉我们，我们曾经是世上。
And in, from verse 13 to 18, it tells us how we have been found.
13到18节告诉我们神如何找到我们。
Like an orphan who finally found an adopting house.
好像一位孤儿最终找到一个居所。
There's this story of a drunkard's child.
有一个故事讲到一位醉汉的儿子。
This child describes his family life this way. He says, "My father is a drunkard."
我父亲是个醉汉。
And my mother is dead.
我的母亲她已离世。
And I am just an orphan child.
而我是一位孤儿。
No place to lay my head.
没有藏身之处。
And all through this world I wonder.
在这世界上徘徊,
and the people drive me from their door.
人将我从他们的门口赶出,
but he says that he's a believer in Christ.
但他是一位信徒,
he says, "Someday I'll find a welcome on heaven's golden shore."
有一天我会找到一个值得欢迎我的。
And he wants to tell us about his life story.
他告诉我们他生平的故事。
He says that I'll tell you a story, a sad story.
我要告诉你一个很凄惨的一个故事。
About my life.
这是我的故事。
He says that I had my father who was always drinking and gambling.
他说我的父亲是酗酒。 和赌博的,
and the drinking and the gambling has stole my dad from me.
而他的嗜好呢，已把他从我身旁夺走。
And he says, "My mother is in heaven."
我的母亲在天堂,
where God and the angels smile.
在那里，上帝和天使向我微笑。
And she knows. And I know that she's watching her lonely orphan child.
我知道她在看着她那一位孤单寂寞的儿子。
And he recalled in his life, he says that we were all once so happy.
她想到以往的生活，她说我曾经开心。
And had a happy home.
一个幸福的家庭。
Till dad went on to drink rum.
直到父亲开始酗酒,
and then he began to gamble.
也开始赌博,
and he left my darling mother.
他离弃了我亲爱的母亲,
and she died of a broken heart.
他死一个破碎的心,
as I tell my story, I see my teardrops and your teardrops drop.
当我告诉你我的故事，我看到你的眼泪开始流。
Don't weep for me and mother.
请不要为我和母亲来流泪。
Although I know that my life story is sad.
所以我知道自己的生命可悲。
But try and get someone to cheer the poor soul, my father.
尝试找人去 帮助我的父亲,
and he says that I'm very cold and hungry.
我觉得很冷很饥饿,
and he closed his eyes and signed.
他闭上了眼睛, 喘了一口气,
and those who heard his story knew the orphan child had died.
那听到这孤儿的故事, 知道他已离世。
This is a story of the broken homes of the world.
这故事讲到这个世界上这个破碎的家庭,
world that is ridden with sin, men and women not knowing how to live their lives.
这是讲到一个活在罪里头的生命, 这人们不知道怎样来活。
And does it not remind you of the beggar Lazarus in the Bible?
这也提醒我们有关拉萨路。
You know, he had nothing good in this life.
他在这世上没有世界的东西。
He just eat from the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
他吃的是这财主桌上所掉下来的零碎的。
But there was one thing that he knew.
但他知道一件事情。
He knew God.
他认识上帝。
And when he died, he was taken to heaven.
他死后, 天使把他带到天堂。
But there is that rich man who didn't know God.
一位财主, 他不认识神。
That ended up in hell.
最终他到地狱里。
So as we remember how far we have come as a Christian,
当我们记得我们这认识主的这一段路,
we want to remember how sad a picture it is in the world.
我们也想到在这世上可悲的这生命,
the misery of sin in this world,
这罪所带来的苦楚。
Paul is telling us to remember our desperate situation before God saved us.
神要我们看到在我们得救之前那个绝望。
Verse 13 says, But now, in Christ Jesus, ye were sometimes far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
第十三节, 你们从前远离神的人, 如今却在基督里, 靠着他的
The blood of Jesus Christ wash away our sins.
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
This often together with his mother knew God.
这位孤儿与他的母亲认识神。
Only his father is lost in sin.
他的父亲是世上在罪里头。
And will not repent.
不知悔改。
It is sad.
这是很可怜的一件事。
But for all who will repent, there is hope.
但那些愿意悔改的有盼望。
So this is what Paul is saying here. We were living without hope in this world.
那保罗在这里告诉我们在这世上我们没有盼望。
But now in Christ Jesus we were made nigh by the blood of Christ.
如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的宝血我们能够亲近神。
He goes on to tell us the privilege we have as a child of God.
接下来他告诉我们成为上帝儿女的特权。
Verse 14, at the beginning he says, Jesus Christ is our peace.
那第十四节的第一段他说，他使我们和睦。
Through him we receive true peace.
在基督里我们得到真正的平安。
The message of the Bible is that God is a God of peace.
这圣经的信息呢, 就是神是一位平安的神,
and produces peace and makes peace.
他, 使人与他和睦, 因此人能够得到真正的平安,
in and through his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
只有接着他的儿子主耶稣基督,
this world has not seen true peace.
这世上还没有, 真正的体验到真的和平。
War characterizes the history of mankind.
这人类的历史呢, 我们常看到有征战。
It is estimated that in the past 4,000 years, there's no less than 300 years without a major war.
那, 历史的记载告诉我们, 在这4000年的历史里头啊, 没有少过300次, 一个大型的战争。
And peace is merely the brief moment in history when everyone stops to reload their guns.
那这和平的时间呢太过短了，在这和平的时间呢，我们看到人呢只是在他的武器上呢加了这子弹。
This is the world that we are living in.
这是我们住的世界。
Men forfeited their peace when Adam sinned.
我们当亚当犯罪之后呢，他就失去了这个平安。
God's Adam's sin is like a declaration of war against God's right to rule his creation.
亚当的罪就像他向神宣誓要与神作战。
It breaks the peace of Eden.
他使到伊甸园失去了和平。
And Adam's rebellion against God has disastrous long-term effects.
那 这亚当的被判神呢，有一个长远的这影响。
It sets the entire human race at enmity with God.
这使整个人类与神为敌。
All the evils that disrupted the peacefulness of our earthly existence comes from the curse of sin.
那所有恶行呢，搅扰了这世界的这个和平，这一切的事。 都来自这罪的咒诅。
Sin always causes separation.
罪使人要分离。
Sin caused Adam to be separated from God.
这罪使亚当与神分离。
But God has a plan.
但神有一个计划。
God chose a people to be separated unto himself.
上帝拣选了一族人，把他们分别出来。
Israel was God's chosen nation.
以色列就是那神所拣选的国度。
God chose Israel to be separated from the world.
神将以色列国从这世界分别出来。
This is what this text is telling us, that Israel was were a special people.
所以在这里，这段经文告诉我们，以色列人、以色列国是个特别的这族和国。
For by their manner of life and by their worship, it is to point the world to God.
他们生活的方式和敬拜的方式向世界指向这位又活又真的神。
For out of Israel came the Savior of the world.
从这一族人，从这一国人，我们看到救主的到来。
So Paul is giving to us how we were saved.
这里保罗告诉我们如何得救。
And he says that in verse 14, For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
第14节说，因他使我们和睦，将这两下合而为一，拆毁了中间各断的墙。
Do you know why the gospel is given to the Gentiles?
你知道为何福音被传到外邦人?
Because Israel, the chosen people of God, rejected God.
因为上帝的选民，他们拒绝了上帝。
Is it not sad?
这不是一件可悲的事吗?
The people of God, given all the privileges of God, choose not to receive their God.
这一族人有上帝的特权，却选择拒绝神。
And God said that he would give salvation to the Gentiles.
因此神说救恩也要将赐给外邦人。
And you know, the Jews, they were commanded by God to build the temple.
神吩咐犹太人建造圣殿。
And in the temple, there is the inner court and the outer court.
在这个圣殿里头有两处, 这外院与内院。
The outer court is also called the court of the Gentiles.
这外院也被称为这外邦人的院。
The Gentiles cannot come beyond the outer court.
那外邦人呢, 不能够越过那地方。
Only the Jews are allowed to come near to God, as it were.
只有犹太人才能够接近上帝。
So the Jews were a very privileged people.
所以我们看到犹太人是一群 享受神特权的人。
But they spurned that privilege.
但他们却 拒绝了神的这个 所赐给他们的特权。
And salvation was given to the Gentiles.
因此救恩临到外邦人。
We praise God.
我们要感谢神。
Because we are the Gentiles.
因为我们就是那外邦人。
Because of what the Jews had done, God opened the way of salvation to us.
因为这犹太人所做的, 神将这福音的门开了。
Remember in Acts chapter 10, Peter saw a vision from the sky of unclean animals coming down.
在使徒行传第十章, 彼得看到一个污秽的, 动物, 从天降下。
Three times he saw the vision.
三次他看到这样的一个异象。
God said to him that these unclean animals now eat.
那神对他说, 这, 不洁的这动物, 你可吃。
God has abolished that old ceremonial system when Christ finished his redemptive work on the cross.
在这里神来要告诉彼得, 他已经除去了那旧约的律法, 就是洁净的律法。
And now in Christ the barrier of the dividing wall has been broken down.
那这 分别 这外邦人和犹太人的那道墙呢, 已经被拆毁了。
That's the sense of verse 14.
这是第14节所告诉我们的。
Christ has reconciled the Jews and Gentiles to God through the cross.
耶稣使犹太人和外邦人和睦, 透过他的十字架。
So through the cross, Christ reconciled us one to another and to God.
同样, 透过他的十字架, 我们与, 弟兄姐妹和好。
No more distinctions by race.
没有种族的分别。
No distinctions by color.
没有这个肤色的皮肤颜色的分别。
No distinctions by social status, whether we are rich or poor.
也没有这社会的这个立场的分别。
And Paul tells us, or the Bible tells us, that now the Gentile Christians do not have to follow the ceremonial laws of the Jews.
现在这外邦的基督徒不需要 这守洁净的这礼仪。
There are only four things they are supposed to do.
只有四件事情他们必须行。
They are to abstain from pollution of idols, from fornication, from things strangled, and from blood.
他们要禁止不吃拜偶像的东西, 不放奸淫, 不, 吃那乐死的, 也不能够吃血。
So, Paul is telling us how far we have come as a Gentile Christian.
这里保罗告诉我们, 我们信主的过程。
Remember in Acts chapter 21, Paul was in Jerusalem.
在使徒行传第21章, 保罗在耶路撒冷。
And he tried to bring this Greek Ephesian believer by the name of Trophimus to come into the temple of God.
他要带领一位外邦人以弗所人进入这圣殿。
And there was a great upheaval.
这样的一件事情呢, 使到, 犹太人很激烈的反抗, 反对。
Well, that's given in Acts 21, verses 28 and 29.
这记载在《使徒行传》第21章第28、29节。
Crying out, men of Israel, help! This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and have polluted this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city of Trophimus an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple.
使徒行传第21章28节29节喊叫说，以色列人来帮助，这就是在各处教训众人，召见我们百姓和律法并这地方的。他又带着希利尼人进殿，污毁了这圣地。29节，这话是因他们曾看见以弗所人特罗菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿。
So something has happened.
这里我们看到有事情发生了。
Salvation has been given to the Gentiles.
这救恩也赐给外邦人。
And that's what the Ephesian church is, a group of Gentile Greeks.
所以我们看到这以弗所的信徒呢，他的原族呢就是这希腊人。
And that's what we are, a group of Gentile Chinese Indians.
那我们今天是谁是外邦人？
Verse 16 says that, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
所以十六节告诉我们，既在十字架上毁灭的冤仇。
And so, redemption history is a long history of man fighting with God.
这个救赎的历史就讲到人与神的争斗。
And how God intervened to save the human race from its own destruction.
我们看到神如何来拯救世人。
How he overthrew evil and restored peace in his creation.
他击败了这罪恶恶行。而是给世人有救赎。
And that's what the true church is all about.
这就是真正的这教会。
When God's peace and prevail amongst his people.
当神的这个平安和睦的心处在这教会里头。
Verse 17 and 18 tells us how Jesus entered human history. In order to make this redemption plan happen.
那我们看到基督如何进入这救赎的历史里头，使到人可得到救恩。
And so verse 17 says, And Jesus came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them which were nigh.
第十七节说，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
That was what Jesus did when he came on earth to reconcile the lost to God.
这是耶稣所行的，他来乃是要使人世上的人与神和好。
How did Jesus bring the lost to God?
他如何带领世上的人往向神呢？
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 9.
请打开到马太福音第九章。
Because we are going to learn from Jesus' example how we can also bring the lost to God.
我们要向主耶稣学习如何把未信的人带到神的面前。
Verse 35 it says, Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
马太福音第九章第35节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
You realize that Jesus went about winning souls by hard work.
这里给我们看到耶稣以劳碌的来传福音。
He went about all and every city.
他到了各乡去传福音。
The adjective all and every is used three times to describe the scope of Jesus' work.
这里我们中文的字有各城各乡，这个就是每一个地方。
It was very comprehensive.
所以这里我们看到他的传福音的范围非常的广泛。
He covered the grounds.
他到所有的地方去传福音。
He did not leave any city untouched or unevangelized.
因此没有城没有乡是没有福音传到那里的。
And so that's the sense of verse 17 when Isaiah the prophet said, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring glad tidings of good things."
这也是以赛亚先知所说的，那传福音人的脚是何等的美。
This work is physically demanding.
这一个工作呢，需要这出力。
Our Lord went about all the cities and villages, and He was among the people.
他到各城各乡，在人当中。
And this was how our Lord brought the lost to Him.
把那些未信的带到主的面前。
And you can think of the picture of physical weariness and toil in the work of the gospel.
所以你可以看到他为福音的劳苦。
And if you were to go to the blocks nearby, you will find that it would take you perhaps even an hour just to cover the blocks if you go up from the top floor all the way down.
如果你向对面的主屋区来传福音的话，从这顶层到楼下呢，可能需要一个钟头的时间。
And you know there is not just one block around here.
这里不单只有一座的主屋。
There are hundreds of blocks.
我们看到有很多的主屋。
And you can see the challenge that is before us.
我们可以看到在我们面前的挑战。
So when Paul tells us to remember how far we have gone, it is to jot us to think what we ought to do.
当我们想到我们信主的过程呢，保罗乃是要唤醒我们，我们应该所做的。
That it is a very sacrificial work, this work of the gospel.
这工作需要牺牲。
But it is also very highly rewarding.
这也是可得大奖赏赐的一个工作。
Because we are going to snatch from the clutches of hell men and women and transport them to the glory of heaven.
我们要将人的灵魂从地狱的掌权里头呢抢出来，把他们这带到这荣耀的天堂去。
And what did Jesus do when he was on earth?
而耶稣在这世上做了些什么事？
He was preaching and healing.
他在传福音，医治各样的病症。
And all this healing tells us that He is God.
他能够医病，因为他是神。
Today we don't have that supernatural power to heal.
今天我们没有这个超能来医病。
But we have the privilege of prayer.
但我们有这祷告的特权。
And we can bring the people who are in trouble before us at the throne of grace.
我们可以将那些有需要的人带到这赐恩的宝座前，
knowing that power comes from God.
因为能力出于上帝。
And we submit ourselves to His sovereign power and will to heal us.
我们顺服上帝的这个主权和他的旨意来医治。
And what else did Jesus do on earth?
耶稣又做了些什么？
Verse 36 of chapter 9 says,And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion upon them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
马太福音第九章三十六节说，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
So this work of the gospel is not only hard work, but it must be undergirded by heart work. You must be moved in your heart.
这传福音的工作不但需要劳力，我们看到这也需要动到我们的心，我们要有这心智。
It was the heart that drove the hands.
这是因为你的心受了感动，所以呢，我们才会能够伸出援手。
As he saw their loss at stake, it drove him to action.
当他看到人们的这世上的这情况呢？他就采取行动。
He felt deeply for them.
因为他在心里有很深的感触。
He was the good shepherd who cared for his sheep.
因为他是好牧人，他关怀他的羊群。
And there is an overflowing of the power of the Spirit into the believer's heart to be able to do this work for the Lord.
那我们需要圣灵来充满我们去做这样的工作。
And so, for us, Paul is telling us in our text that it flows out of a heart of gratitude and indebtedness that we have been forgiven much, and therefore, we would want to do much also.
所以这段经文给我们看到，因为我们受益的很多，那从我们的心里，我们也要去做神要我们做的。
That's why Paul began in verse 11 with the verb to remember.
因此呢，在以弗所书第二章十一节，保罗说：“当记得纪念。”Remember
how God was good to you.
记得神以往怎样的恩待你。
And because God was good to you, you said that now I want to be do good to somebody.
因此我要向他人行善。
And so you can see that when Jesus came on earth, you can see that he came, he saw, and he was moved.
那我们看到在马太福音的记载呢，耶稣来，他看见了，他心里受了感动。
Jesus is able to look at human hearts and know all the sorrows that are in the heart.
主耶稣能够看到人的心，看到他们心里头的可悲。
But we who are a spiritual being, God gives us also that spiritual sight to be able to see the trouble of the people around us too.
我们是有灵的人，因此我们也能够感触到那些在灵里有需要的。
And so that's what Jesus did. He came and he preached and he drew the people to God.
他来，他传这福音， 他把人带到神的面前来。
And verse 37 and 38 of Matthew chapter 9, he tells us, he says unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
第37节还有第38节说，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们应当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
He said that this work of the gospel is not only hard work, not only a heart work, but a Holy Spirit led work.
那这传福音的工作不但需要这个劳力，需要心被感动。 我们也需要圣灵的这个力量去做。Jesus
is telling us by a farming imagery to see the urgency of the work.
主耶稣用了一个耕田的比喻来给我们看到这个工作的急促。When
the farmer sows, there is a season of cultivation where he waters and he fertilizes.
当这农夫撒种的时候呢， 他要按时间浇水和施肥。
And there is a time when the harvest comes and the entire field is white to harvest.
当这收割的时候来到呢， 整片的田地呢， 已经预备好了。
And you really have to run and do the reaping before the birds come, the worms come, the insects come and eat up all the fruits.
那这个农夫呢， 要尽快的收割， 不然这个飞禽啊， 昆虫啊，会来把这农作物呢毁坏。
And so God is telling us, Jesus is giving to us the picture of the urgency of the work.
这里给我们一个意象，给我们看到这传福音的急促。
So this first thought, Paul is telling us to remember how far we have come.
所以在这里呢，保罗给我们看到我们这信了主的过程。
How God has been good to us.
神如何的恩待我们，
How we were lost and now we have been found.
我们以往是世上的， 今天却被寻回。
And God wants us to bring the lost to him.
神也要我们把那世上的灵魂带到他的面前来。
So this is our first thought when we consider the progress of the church. We are to bring the lost to God.
这是保罗在以弗所书第二章第十一节到第十六节所说的十八节，对不起。
And what it says here is that we are to remember how we are lost, and if God had not sent someone to share the gospel with us, we would still be lost.
若神没有差某人向我们传福音啊，我们仍然是没信主的。
And therefore, may God use us to be His ambassador.
愿神使我们，作为他的这使人和睦的工具。
So this is the first thought, to bring the lost to God.
So 这是第一点。
And the second is to build up the saved in God.
在经文的第二点呢，就是我们要建立，那信主的。
Verses 19 to 22。
就是以弗所书二章十九到二十二节所教导的。
And it says here that he uses now a description of the church in three images.
他用三个比喻来给我们看到这教会的特性。
That the nature of the church in verse 19 is described here in this way. Verse 19, I read to you. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God.
第一个比喻是在十九节，这里说，这样你们不再做外邦和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
So in this verse 19 is given us two images of the nature of the church, that we are fellow citizens and we are the household of God, or members of the family of God.
这里告诉我们，我们是与所有的信徒属于同一个国，是属于神家里的一份子。
And verse 20 to 22 tells us that we are the temple of God.
第二十节到二十二节告诉我们说，信徒是主的圣殿。
We have been gathered together one day to be together as the children of God, worshipping Him in heaven.
有一天神要聚集我们在天上敬拜他。
So what this section is telling us is that we are to be prepared for our ultimate destination, heaven.
在这一段的经文里头呢，保罗乃要我们预备我们将来的生命。
And how can we do so?
我们如何的预备自己呢？
By being built up in the faith.
要在信仰上建立自己。
To know that absent in the body is present with the Lord.
就是在身体以外是与神永远的同在。
We visited a sister in Christ just 2 weeks ago.
在两个星期前我们去探访一位姐妹。
And this sister in Christ has just received the Lord.
这位姐妹刚信了主。
And she has a condition of the body that caused her to have unbearable constant pain in the joints.
这位姐妹呢，有病痛，这病痛使她的关节呢常常遭受这极痛苦。
She's in her 50s.
她已经超过50岁。
And she says that it took her just half an hour in order to move 2 meters to get to the toilet.
她说要走到厕所有两米的路程啊，它需要半个钟头的时间。
You know, for us to go to the toilet, we just take 2 steps and we are there in 2 seconds.
我们只需要两步就走到厕所。
And so when she said this, there were tears oozing out of her eyes.
当这位姐妹这样的分享的时候，我可以看到从她眼睛啊掉下了眼泪。
She says that I've now become a Christian.
我现在是一位基督徒。
I pray to God every day.
我向神祈求每一天。
And why is it that the doctor tells me that my condition is getting worse?
为何医生告诉我说我的这病的情况越糟？
We had to assure her that God's grace is with her in her sufferings.
我们安慰她，告诉她神的恩典能够帮助他在他的受苦的时候。
We had to explain to her that from God's word that we live in this earthen vessel that will become weaker and weaker by the day.
我们告诉他，我们这一个器皿，就是指着我们的身体啊，就好像用这泥所造的器皿，一天比一天的衰落。
And we are all on that journey.
我们都在同样的一个路程里头。
None of us can escape.
没有人能够逃避的。
And death is the ultimate destination for every one of us.
那死亡是我们的终止。
And we had to explain to her that now that you have received Jesus Christ.
我向她解释说，现在你已经接受了主耶稣。
Absent in the body is present with the Lord.
就是离开了这肉体是永远的与神同在。
You're on the way to heaven.
你乃是往这天堂去。
And we are on the way to heaven.
我们都是往天堂去。
This earth is only a temporary sojourn.
这世界不过是暂时的。
Not much longer, not much shorter.
不会长过他应有的，也不会短过他应有的。
But there is an eternity.
但那有永恒的。
And so when this second point, Paul tells us that we need to be built up in the faith. What does it mean?
在这第二点里头，保罗说我们要在信仰上建立自己，到底他指的是什么？
That means we must be able to know it, assured in our heart that, you know, we are going to heaven.
就是我们自己很清楚的知道，我们乃是往天堂的人。
Do you have that assurance in your heart?
你有这确据吗？
We had to help this sister to have that assurance from God's word in her heart.
我们以神的话语来帮助这位姐妹得这样的确据。
This is what it means to be built up in the faith.
这就是建立在信仰
的意思。That we are, first of all,fellow citizens going to heaven. That's verse 19a.
所以在19节的第一段，我们是同坐客里的。
And secondly, we are the family of God, the household of God.
第二点是我们是同一个家的人。
That's why we went, took the trouble to go to her house to visit her.
因此呢，我们到这位姐妹的家去探访她。
We areBrothers and sisters in Christ.
我们是在主里的弟兄和姐妹。
In Jesus Christ, we are one family.
在主耶稣基督里，我们是一家人。
We want her to see that the encouragement from fellow believers.
所以我们要她知道这弟兄姐妹们有关怀的心。
That's what the church is.
这就是教会。
We are to build up the saved.In God,
我们要在神里面建立这圣徒。
And verse 20 tells us, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
以弗所书第二章二十节说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，在基督耶稣里自己为房角石。
This third illustration describes the church as a building.
这第二个比喻讲到基督徒好像一个建筑物。
And Jesus being the chief cornerstone.
主耶稣基督是我们的房角石。
What is the chief cornerstone?
什么是房角石呢？
The most significant part of the foundation of any large building was the cornerstone.
那在每一栋这建筑物呢，最明显的最重要的就是那一个房角石。
This stone will bear much of the weight of the building.
这是能够撑整栋建筑的力量。
And archaeologists have discovered 5 enormous building stones that help to form the foundation of the Jerusalem temple.
那考古学家呢，发现了五个房角石，支撑那古时在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And the largest stone measured 55 feet long, 11 feet high, 14 feet wide, and is estimated to weigh 570 tons.
最大的那一块呢，尺寸有55尺长，11尺高，14尺宽，重量有570吨。
Jesus is the significant cornerstone of the church.
那主耶稣是那主要的房角石。
The building is established on him.
这整个建筑的结构是建在他身上。
Including the foundation laid by the apostles and the prophets.
包括了这使徒和先知所立的根基。
Dearly beloved, do you know what is this foundation?
你知道这根基是什么吗？
This foundation is the scriptures in its completed form, the Old and the New Testament.
这根基指着我们的圣经，这整本或者全盘的圣经，有旧约，有新约。
This is the whole basis of our faith.
这是我们信仰的基础。
We are being prepared for heaven by this book that God has given us.
神以这本书来预备我们有一天到天堂去。
God gave us 150 psalms.
在圣经里有150篇诗。
In the psalms, God gave to us all the vicissitudes of human emotions.
在这诗篇里头呢，诗人给我们看到人们所有的那心里的事。
If you have any problem of the heart, go to the Psalms and learn how to find a solution.
若你心里有重担，我们应该去阅读这诗篇，因为在里头有答案。
And the Psalms point to Jesus Christ.
这诗篇呢，指着主耶稣。
Our comfort.
他是我们的安慰。
And our rest.
我们的最终的安息。
And so as we consider the progress of the church,
当我们考虑这教会的进展，
we want to think of bringing the lost to God.
我们要把世上的灵魂带到神的面前。
Verses 11 to 18,
第一到第十八节。
And the building up of the saved in God.
我们要把圣徒建立起来。
The Lord help us to help his church to advance in his strength.
愿主帮助我们，使我们能够去带领教会。
Ask Pastor Lim to close us in prayer.
我们来做个结束的祷告。 Lord, we thank you for the instruction from your word. Lord, there are two very basic things we must do as Christian. That is to go and preach the gospel and to edify, to build up the church of God. Lord, I pray that we have these two goals in our mind, that we want to reach those who do not know you. Lord, may you have mercy upon the lost. We know that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. May your goodness lead many people to repentance and to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for bringing us together in this one church. Lord, we are fellow members of that one body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us that we may consider very carefully how we may edify one another in the Lord. Commit New Life BP Church into your loving hand. 主啊，感谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语，今早我们与你的话语的启示，让我们要我们去传福音，让我们要造就这主的肢体，主要让我们在心里头有这样的心愿，愿意去做神你托付我们的，帮助我们，求主保守以及建立你的教会新生命堂。我把这里的弟兄姐妹都恭敬的交托于你，垂听我们的祷告，因为我们祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。